Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? What's going on? You're now rocking with none other than the True Team. And tonight's episode is going to be a special one because we are going to dive into a very touchy subject tonight. Excuse me. And to start it off, please welcome none other than the one, the only, our co-host, which I'm trying to figure out why the damn thing is buffing right now. But anyway, what we need to do right now is get it in right here. We got Switchblade caught in the house.
You know I'm always here somewhere around here.
There it is right there. So we jumping right into it. So Switchblade, tell us what you was telling me before we got on the air, because it sounded crazy as fuck.
Man, I just refuse to actually go ahead and waste my click to read this story, but the title is all about a teen is sued after allegedly hitting another car at 107 miles per hour while using Snapchat's speed filter. So what he's saying is you can't hold the phone in one hand, push the button, and drive straight with the other. I'm just saying.
But my thing is, you know, I'll tell you.
Here we go. I'm listening.
It's like, first of all, it's like, why in the hell are you doing that? You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you should have known right off the bat that as dumb as you think you're not, oh, you dumb.
Exactly.
Let's just keep it 100 right now, okay? So you break the law.
Right.
First of all, you break the law.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have your phone in your hand in the first place? Who knows? You sound dumb as I don't know what. Then you decided.
You can't multitask, obviously.
But why? What does your phone have to do with anything? You know what I'm saying? Like, put your stupid phone down and concentrate on the road before your stupid ass crash or something like that for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make no sense. It doesn't make no sense. You know what I mean? Now, before we get into our special show, I want to share something with you guys. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of like a very interesting move. So you know that for the past couple of days, we've been talking about the whole Lemonade thing and Beyonce and Jay, right?
Mm-hmm.
The funniest part about this whole entire thing now is the fact that it's like Jay released her album.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a person who the whole entire CD that she brought out was all about him and his cheating ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that she's talking about releases the album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's a gentle move right there, I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Oh, Beyonce. If you didn't realize that you didn't win, all I want to say is, before we get into our special show, I can't wait to hear his album. Because, people are going to call you every bit of a bitch possible. Yeah.
What are you talking about? Ooh,
yeah. I married my wife used to be your beautiful woman, then she turned into a witch. Heard an album, then to me, she's just a bitch. Yeah. That's what he's going to say. Anyway. Now let's move into our topic for the day. Today we're talking about building from the unrest and understanding how to keep the peace. Now everybody who's listening right now who want to comment or where they were at when you found out about the arrest here in Baltimore, or were you actually here in Baltimore now? The Baltimore protests and arrest happened because the events surrounding the death of Freddie Gray, of course, and, you know, 25-year-old African-American resident of Baltimore, Maryland, sustained injuries to his neck and spine while being transported in the police vehicle. On April 25th, after Gray substantially got into a coma, the residents of Baltimore protested in front of the Western police station. Freddie Gray died the following day on April 19th, 2015, a week after the arrest. And you know, let me tell you, I actually had a conversation with some people on the light rail 3 weeks before it happened. And I said, you know what? After looking at how people are right now, how the city is reacting to half of the crap that you hear, I guarantee you this right here. The city is not prepared, not one little bit, for any type of unrest, for any type of riots. And they're not ready. And I told those MTE police officers, I said, with all due respect, you guys are going to get it. As soon as they figure out a way to get you guys, it is going to happen. It's going down. Yeah. And this all started, really, if you think about it, from the Michael Brown case and the Sean Bell case. So there's different stuff that's been happening for real. And then the Eric Garner case, too. So it's been a lot of arrests. But when this happened here, it woke Baltimore up. I did not agree with them tearing up the city the way how they did, but they were acting upon that frustration. And what did our mayor do? She was sitting in City Hall, just confused. However, that's the mind. So what I decided to do was I wanted to put together a musical journey from the time that I heard about the Michael Brown case to the time that we heard about the Eric Garner case, and then we heard about the Freddie Gray case. And so anybody who was there during the unrest, heard about the unrest, call in right now. We want to hear from you. So let's start this off right here with the first song that really started it all. This song is called Prisoner's Hands Up. This is off of my album called Beautiful Pain. And Lord knows this is exactly what it is. Let's go.
Live from KMOV, News 4 is covering breaking news.
There is outrage tonight from those reacting to a Ferguson police officer shooting and killing an 18-year-old. The community is flooding the streets of North County demanding answers. At West Florissant in Canfield, where the teenager was killed. What kind of reaction have you seen tonight?
I think it's very bad.
On my lunch break watching CNN, sitting there talking to one of my friends. My jaw dropped when I saw the news. Another lost soul gone from violence. This shit ain't cool. After Zimmerman, he ain't getting away with it. Fuck that, my nigga. Let's roast this pig. You damn right.
Hold it. All right. Now, right there, that says a lot, right?
Yeah, dude.
We thought that he was never going to get away with it.
See, he's saying too much, and look what happened.
See? We thought that he was never going to get away with it, and he did.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Let's go to our caller right now. Calling you now live with the True T.
Bottom of the six.
What's going on with you, man?
Yeah, this is Jeffrey Collington.
Oh, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I seen the post on Facebook. I said I hit y'all up.
So,
what's going on?
Man, right now, you know, we're talking about the 1-year anniversary of the unrest and the riots that happened here in Baltimore, you know, and we want to hear from you. Like, what do you think, like, you know, where were you at when you found out about it, and what do you think needs to happen so we can keep the peace?
Well, I mean, I got to read into it, but I don't know yet. I mean, I'm still young, so I just got to figure it out myself.
Right. I mean, do you think that it's like, I mean, because I'm noticing that not only was there the unrest, the riots, the protests, but then there's this really unsettling calm that happened where it was like a whole bunch of black-on-black crime that was going on. And the more and more the crime happened, it took away from the sting of it all, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it was for real. I think that our caller just dropped or whatever, but thanks for calling in for real. And all right, so everybody call in right now. We want to hear from you. Call in. We want to hear,
you know,
where
what?
Are you at, huh?
You know, they just put this thing out for print that the DEA now is investigating because they found opioid medication on him or on his skin or however it goes. And that is basically, the medicine is used to relieve pain. So now they're probably going to say that he was using drugs, but somebody was near him.
Okay, well, guess what, though? Let me tell you something. All stars have dabbled and dabbled into some drugs, okay? And the ones that claim that they're so squeaky clean and they're not.
Right.
But here's the thing, though. He could, I'm telling you, he reminds me so much of Michael Jackson. He was a workaholic. He was a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, he worked himself to death, literally. Think about this.
Yeah.
How do you get sick one day, next day, you know, in a party, in a concert? Really? You just came from a concert and you're sick. What logic
right.
is this? But at the same time, when you are caught up in the industry, that's what it is. Okay, now.
Well, yeah,
now we're
going to
go.
Wow,
now we're going
to
go.
Perform, so that's what happened.
Yeah, and it's the truth. So now we're going to go. We're going to step into when we heard about another form of unrest. This is what happens when a young person hears about the bullshit that a cop has done. And this is what happens when two people come together that's equally pissed off. Listen to it. This is called No Heart. Measy Peace and Genuine, but let's go.
I ain't got no heart for these niggas, word is 10 man. Love don't live it, bro, you used to be fam. Now you don't even exist, you were close to me. Watch how you're approaching me, man, honestly. I'm just tired of the fuckery. The city gets so wild and I'm just trying to make it out, though. I'm putting no for me, no devil, I'm not selling my soul. This world's so cold, everybody wants a spotlight. But when it comes out to that road, half of the people wouldn't make it. You got some people that get shot, niggas be in jail for some stupid shit. And I'm looking like, what the hell, some other people get knocked up for no reason because of the fear. Yeah, problem too, you're trying to sue a person, even dead. All I see is violence, and there ain't no silence back to the topic. These people just be faking me, stop it, seriously drop it. You don't get no love at all, you ain't nothing but a buster. Kill yourself, I suggest you fall back, where the trust at? I don't trust none of you niggas. Got that Ray Charles fear, I can't see none of you niggas. You a snake in my eyes, but I'm so fearless. I swear nowadays, man, the world should be so careless. But I'm moving on to build it strong. Yeah. I got no heart for these niggas, man.
Nah.
No love for nobody. Say. No love for a nigga.
Yeah, no love for a bitch. I'm just trying to get this money. I'm just trying to live life. I'm just trying to get rich. I don't hang with people like that. Not a crowd type of person. Fuck this rap shit. Success waiting, man. I'm trying to earn it. I'm on my way. Standing tall. Man, I'm trying to go harder, bro. I'm so serious. Fast and furious. RIP Paul Walton. Finna do this for the fam and my grandparents. And the people who I mostly know that didn't make it. I told my homies be safe and hope they don't get hurt. So many years I've been stressed out, got kicked in the dirt. Fuck these other niggas, they get no respect for me. And fuck these hoes too, they ain't can really be peace. Generation fucked up, look at this world, don't you see? New Baltimore is more dangerous than the wire. Niggas claim they fresh, but they been expired. And lately I've been taking a lot, and the people that I got lost hope. Still trying to shine on a lot of you haters. Trying to go above average on a lot of you haters.
Let's get it.
You ass like a gun, don't make me pull the trigger.
Ain't no choosing,
yo.
I'ma give you the middle finger.
Yo, you the middle finger and let that bitch linger. This a pissed off citizen, not an R&B singer. And lately, I ain't been feeling so patriotic. All the bullshit that's been happening got me feeling so psychotic. Like I wanna go to Ferguson and kill Darren Wilson. Then they say that I'm the next nigga for the picking. Listen, I'm not a rapper or a raper. This the Taliban killing random people beyond paper. And how you gotta wear a vest just to go to the corner store? Cause you don't know if the law is going straight. Pause. Oh shit, I can't breathe, motherfucker. Was the last words uttered by Gunner, motherfucker. But you still took him out anyway. Now is it wrong for letting Timmy praise in a coward any day? It's time for all of us to march too and spring into action like April 1st or March 2. Then they get mad when they break down every story as well. Men them toast and symbolizes that we living in hell. Sorry mama, but tonight I'm with the protesters. Which will probably be the night that I get arrested. All because I feel like life is so beautiful. Black, white, Hispanic, yeah, it's all beautiful. Racism against time or races of all kinds. Using the power of a tongue without the nine. Because without the heart, I'm dead on arrival. But fuck it, I'ma go and find the steam called survival.
I would tell each
that right there was No Heart Meezy featuring me, Genuine. Yeah. And as you can see, that's how I really felt. That's how he really felt. See what I'm saying? And that was a young person. I say young person speaking his mind for real. He's not going out there grabbing the gun and going mauling down citizens or whatever. He was saying, fuck this shit. You feel me? Now, what I will say is I do pray that it gets better, you know? But as we heard from Elijah Cummings himself, he said that, you know, it was going to get worse before it gets better. Why? Because here's the thing. We can go on and on and on about how the, you know, there's like this overwhelming need of arresting the cops that do horrible things. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need that.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is, let's just keep it real. There are so many places in the inner cities, from Baltimore down to Ferguson, even not in LA and Compton, these places like that. We still got black on black crime. We still have a overwhelming need to have some form of law enforcement. So just, you can't just single out and say fuck law enforcement, because it's not all law enforcement. See what I'm saying? And when Jesse Jackson was there at the Freddie Gray funeral or whatever, you could tell that, one, he really cared, and two, he really wanted people to understand where he was coming from. And until we get to a place where we can start working together in the city or what have you, then we become none other than Body More Murderland. Let's go.
Yeah, it's bound to happen.
Welcome to Body More Murderland, home of the O's and the Murders.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you looting tonight?
Good Murderland.
Now this the city that reads.
Good Baltimore.
Now this the city that bleeds.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you looting tonight?
Good Murderland.
Now this the city that reads.
Good Baltimore.
Now this the city that bleeds. This a love story way beyond glory. Met a head one fresh out of old glory. Who would've known about 30 years later they would start crucifying on people like my savior. Grew up in the city so I had to call it home. But to me I'm a youth only dying by the crown dog. I ain't talking Google, talk about buffoonery. We traveling in the ocean without George Clooney. Way beyond the O's we was hitting home runs. Baseball, hobos, gunned down like the sun. Niggas want the key to cocaine like Effie, and we done dealt with all the games, no Effie. Known for the wire, back up on the corner. We done played the house of cards, oh shit, where the coroner. Niggas is dying, dropping like animals. While the warriors in the street eating all these souls like a cannibal.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you looting tonight?
Good Murderland.
Now this the city that reads.
Good Baltimore.
Now this the city that bleeds.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
With Murderland.
Now this the city that
reads. With Baltimore.
Now yo, yo. And yo, the media's food of all evil. All they need is cannabis, no guns for the evil. Fuck the French dude, they get killed like that. The fuck the Michael did, they get killed like that. Politics and clergy, marching for a cause. Why these dumb motherfuckers burning swords up the cars? Can't watch my show, cause the news on, nigga. Falling all these asses on the news, my nigga. I like the comment said it's gonna be worse before better. Rest all the pigs that had something to do with his death. Cause Steffi's too quiet, Larry's too quiet. Guess we gotta lose hope in this like a diet. The city that reads is the city that bleeds. The town was built on corruption and greed. Bitches hunting season and guess who's the prey? They hunting down niggas anytime, any day.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you looting tonight?
Good Murderland.
Now this the city that reads.
Good Baltimore.
Now this the city that bleeds.
Ain't body more.
What you doing tonight?
Ain't body more.
What you losing tonight?
With Murderland.
Now this is the city that reads.
With Baltimore.
Now this is the city that reads.
That right there was Body More Murderland.
All right. All right then.
Yeah. So what, did you feel that song right there?
Yeah, that said a lot.
It did say a lot.
It did.
But the thing is, what I'm noticing is, when you start to use your brain, it's a scary thing. It's scary.
Mm.
Now, we still got a little bit of time left, ladies and gentlemen. Call in right now, 929-477-3273. The lines are open. Call in right now. We want to hear from you. What do you think we need to do? Now, I want to ask my co-host this. What do you think we need to do to keep the peace, bring the peace back into the situation?
I mean, I've been saying the same thing for a long time. It's like those who are committing crimes and stuff, empty the jails, let them go fight the war, bring our men and women back over here. How about that suggestion?
You know, I thought about that too. You know, because, you know, we need to, instead of putting them in jail, you know, let them fight the wars, you know, just like I said. You know, I did believe we're talking about some not hardened criminal.
Right.
You know,
And the thing is, a lot of times there's some criminals that probably had like an ounce of weed on them and they lock them up for years. But
right.
You molest a person or you murder a person, oh, let's give them a couple months. It's okay.
That pretty much,
you know,
yes.
And it's crazy because really, so is this what it is, you know? And mm-hmm. and so I do believe that if we're going to go there and we're going to put this out there like this or whatever, I just believe that we need to get to a place so we can actually learn how to not only make history, but respect one another.
Right.
See, there's no respect here, and especially my city. You know, there is no form of respect. Everybody call in right now, though. 929-477-3273. We want to know about you. What do we need to do to, first of all, bring back the respect that's needed for the cops? So the kids won't, and the teenagers won't be scared of the people in uniform. See what I'm saying? And the other question we have now is, how can we improve the quality of life in the city? I mean, this is some real shit going down right now. And here's the thing. Okay. I need to speak some truth right now so that way I can get this off my chest, okay? I don't think the cops that did this to Freddie Gray will get convicted.
No, they won't. They're not.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, this is your home. This is your home. Just like Philly, just like NY, Long Island, you know, Ferguson,
right.
St. Louis,
yeah.
L.A., whatever place it may be. This is your home. Don't fuck your home up. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. What do you fuck your home up for? You know,
well, they don't get that.
And what made it worse was the fact that the media chose to cover all the ignorant niggas, and I mean that literally, all the ignorant niggas that was running through the stores, breaking through malls and all that stuff, right? Now, guess what other nationality lives here? White people. Really? I never knew that.
Yeah,
right?
I knew. I didn't know either until you just said it.
So here's my thing. Guess what some of the white people are doing too? teacher, I know. Looting. But did they cover that? Hell no.
No.
They had just enough niggas that they could follow up and down on North Avenue.
That's right.
Trying to kill cops, stoning cops. And guess what? Some of those cops deserved to get taught a lesson. Stop bullying these kids. First of all, the kids are in school 8 hours a day, maybe 9. If they want to sit around for a bit, talk, and before they have to go home and do more work, then leave them the fuck alone. Because all that's going to happen is this, and I hope this don't happen, but you guys are going to get the print of it off for a yacht. Yeah. And it's going to be worse because now they're going to think of it as, how can I fuck my town up even more?
Exactly.
They're not going to worry about you or anybody that's going to be in their way. It's going to get it.
Exactly.
Like they did
yeah.
last time.
Exactly.
And they had the purge here in Baltimore. There wasn't no riot. That was the purge. So y'all don't want the purge to happen again. Get
right.
with your lawmakers. Get with
yeah.
the governor. Get these people in all these different cities as well. And guess what? We need to talk. Talk. Don't shoot. Don't throw. Don't fuck up. Talk.
Let's get to a solid place.
It's so much more easier for them not to vote and yet complain. So let's do that.
And guess what? Guess what? In November, I'm going to tell you straight up. Let me hear one of you guys talking about I'm not voting. Or ever show your face in any city ever again. Move to Mars, you dumb son of a bitch.
This is
what the fuck are you complaining for then? Either you're going to vote.
He just said, yes. Right.
Either you're going to vote. See, I voted. So
yeah.
I wanted my race heard. So either you're going to vote or you're going to be a dumb little fuck sitting around talking about, I don't know what's going on in the country. I don't know what's going on in the city. That's because you don't vote. That's your God-given right to vote.
With them not voting, you let Trump in. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly. And let me tell you, please don't ever think in your right mind that everything will be good when Trump get in. Because guess what? Trump is here to fuck everything up. And to me, he's kind of the Antichrist, is all I'm trying to say. But anyway, so in closing, I would say this. Let's get back together. Let's bring unity back into the city. Stop letting a couple bad seeds on the force block you from actually wanting to do something with the cops or want to be a cop. Come on now. Let's stop doing that, okay? And also on top of that, if you really want to learn how to be a cop and actually be a cop at the same time, do me a favor. Stop. Don't assault a cop. Don't throw nothing at a cop. Just watch Police Academy 1, 2, 3, 4, 16, 18, 20. I mean, I don't know how many.
Right, yeah, it's about that many.
I don't know how many there were. I mean, they had more Police Academies than they had Rush Hour and Karate Kids. And please, next time you guys want to make a Karate Kid, please don't hire a black guy to do that, please. Stop blackenizing white films. Stop.
Right.
It's over. It's over.
Exactly.
Okay? It's over.
Yeah.
Now, please, guys, everybody go out there right now and buy your tickets right now for the film of the century. And it's going to be called The Negotiator Returns. And it's with Bill Cosby and his lawyer.
Bye. Good night, everyone. We're done. Oh, my God. The FCC is knocking at the door. Don't you hear it?
Yeah, I know I hear them. But they're not coming in now.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want to hear Jay-Z's new album, it's going to be called Cheese Bread, because that's all the cheese and bread he's going to give it to Beyonce when she divorces that.
Yep. She getting everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Yep.
And it's going to be really good. Look for George Foreman's brand new series coming on Fox. It's with him and all his sons. It's going to be called 10,000 Men Named George.
What? You stupid. Who says that?
Ah, man.
Who says stuff like that? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's the truth. Well, shut up.
No, it's not. Okay, good night, everyone.
It's the truth.
Jay has officially lost his mind.
Thank you very much. Everybody knows
this
for real. That's what that is right here. If you want to watch a great movie, watch Robin Thicke, T.I., and Pharrell versus Marvin Gaye's family in the great movie. It's called Music and Lyrics.
Seriously? When they start calling, I don't know you at all. Nope, I don't know nothing.
And let's give it up for the people who's going to make a adaptation of what happened between Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. They're going to do that, a new version of Booty Call. It's going to be good.
No.
What?
We can't.
Nope. It's going to be good. What?
It's not. You're going to get us banned, man.
It probably ought to happen.
No.
So And also,
see,
you know, with Tom, you know the Tom Brady scandal is coming to film too. It's called Friday mm-hmm. After Next. That's when he promised he's gonna take. That's when he promised he's gonna take his thing away, huh?
Oh my. Okay.
What? It's not my fault.
I apologize everyone for this fragonogliness that he's doing right now. This is ridiculous.
What? Oh, and the Kardashians are bringing out a new movie, and it's called Meet the Fockers. It's from,
and who's that?
I heard Kanye is going to be all in that. I wonder why.
Calling himself Jesus, probably.
Oh, hey, the next time you want to call yourself Jesus, pray first. I guarantee you'll get a different answer.
Yeah, I know that's right.
You know, I know this is going to be horrible, but it's the truth. Kanye is going to be banned from all viewings when they re-release The Passion of the Christ.
Mm-hmm. We're done.
So he's going to be banned from that.
We're done.
And look for Marilyn Manson. And he's going to do a new adaptation of Hellraiser. I don't know.
What?
And look for Pamela Anderson Lee's vagina to be in the new adaptation of Hell Rising. I'm trying to figure out what is. Oh.
I'm like, I know. No.
Wow, that's terrible.
No. Oh my God.
Yeah. So
good night, everyone. We're
all right. So listen, y'all. Listen. I just want to take time out. Sorry, everybody, for tuning in today, for and also to everybody who's been rocking with us throughout the craziness and all that, for and it's going to be really good and everything. So thank you for tuning in. Excuse me, I'm about to go ahead and get out the phone now because I want to go and look at Christopher. And you remember Christopher, y'all, right? The one that plays Superman. Yeah, he's going to be starring in. He's going to be starting a brand new film. It's going to be called Phone Booth, and it's supposed to be an adaptation of the original Phone Booth, whatever. This one, he's in a wheelchair and he can't get out of the phone booth because. Somehow he gets stuck in the phone booth because he's in the wheelchair. Question is, how the hell? What? What'd I say?
Nothing. Nothing. Mm-mm.
No, nothing? You sure?
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
You sure?
Okay.
And Bernie Madoff is going to be in a brand new movie. It's called Most Wanted. Oh,
no.
And Foxy Brown is going to be in the new adaptation of The Fish That Saved Philadelphia. That's because she said she had that ill nana, so I guess that means fish.
No. Yeah, no. Switchblade is about to leave the building. You tripping. Let's go. We have to go. Mm-mm. You're doing too much. Oh, my God. We're done.
What?
The true tea, y'all. Thank y'all for checking in. Rolling
the true tea is out, y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. The people who did not get a chance to listen to the show tonight, so I can say to that. And the people who did, thank you very much for joining in. And the people who couldn't hear it, people who could not hear it, go to Helen Keller and ask her for all her hearing aids. I think she has 100 of them. That way you all can be able to hear it at the original time. Now, listen, y'all, it's all jokes, so shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all jokes.
Yes. But...
it's all jokes. But, anyway, we out, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. If the FCC hasn't banned us yet, we'll be back tomorrow where it'll be nothing but jokes.
Oh, great.
So, and jokes meaning all Nick Cannon's music. So,
great.
We're going to sit here and read his music and laugh.
Good night, everyone, from Switchblade.
I am.
And my host.
We will see you we can't see you because we can't see you at all. We will hear you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
We will be here tomorrow, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m.
On the west side is the best side. Right.
Thank you to Pick.
Wow. Okay. Good night.
Good night, y'all.